ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुर्निरितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगण रघुनतान्वितं त्वं सजीवं सद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदं सहगणललित श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपीश गोपिका कान्त राधा कान्त नमोस्तुते तत्कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुस्तुतिदेवी प्रणमामि हरे प्रिये वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायं मुदीरयेत्. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, let us first offer respectful obeisances unto Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, unto Narayana Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author. Nasta prayashabhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya भागवत्युत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी. By regularly hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam and by rendering service unto the pure devotee, all that is troublesome in the heart becomes destroyed practically to nil. And loving devotional service unto the Supreme Lord, who is praised with transcendental songs, becomes established as an irrevocable fact. Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Samhitam Uttama Shloka Charitam Chakara Bhagavan Rishi Nishreyasaya Lokasya Dhanyam Swasyayanam Mahat. This Srimad Bhagavatam, known as the king of all Vedic literatures, is the literary incarnation of God. It is compiled by the incarnation of God, the Srila Vyasadeva. It is meant for the ultimate good of all people. It is all successful, all blissful, and all perfect. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Srivastadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Sri Sarabhyaya Namaha. Om Sri Sarabhyaya Namaha. Om Sri Sarabhyaya Namaha. Mukham Karoti Vasanam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripat Mahambande Sri Gurum Dinataranam Yat Kripat Mahambande Sri Gurum Dinataranam. Hare Krishna. We have chosen a particular verse this morning in the context of a seminar that is ongoing since yesterday and ending today. And we'll go directly to the verse. I'll give a little bit more explanation after reading the purport. So this is from the seventh canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 11, entitled The Perfect Society, Four Social Classes. And text 14. Viprasya. Adhyayana. Adini. Sad. Anyasya pratigraha. Rajno. Vrittihi. Praja. Goptur. Aviprad. Va karadibhi viprasya dhyayanadini sadanasya pratigraha rajno vritti praja guptur avipradva karadibhi Viprasya of the Brahmana, Ajayana Adini, reading the Vedas, etc. Sat, six, to study the Vedas, to teach the Vedas, to worship the deity, to teach others how to worship. To accept charity and to give charity. Anyasya, of those other than the Brahmanas, the Kshatriyas, apratigraha, without accepting charity from others. The Kshatriyas may execute the five other occupational duties prescribed for the Brahmanas. Rajnaha of the Kshatriya. Vrittihi, the means of livelihood. Prajagoptuhu, who maintain the subjects. Aviprat, for those who are not Brahmanas, va, or kara adibihi, by levying revenue taxes, customs duties, fines for punishments, etc. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. For a Brahmana, there are six occupational duties. A Kshatriya should not accept charity, but he may perform the other five of these duties. A king or Kshatriya is not allowed to levy taxes on Brahmanas, but he may make his livelihood by levying minimal taxes, customs, duties, and penalty fines upon his own subjects. Purport. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains the position of Brahmanas and Kshatriyas as follows. Brahmanas have six occupational duties, of which three are compulsory, namely studying the Vedas, worshipping the deity, and giving charity. By teaching, by inducing others to worship the deity, and by accepting gifts, the Brahmanas receive the necessities of life. This is also confirmed in the Manusamhita. Sannamatu karmanam asya trini karmani jivika yajana jhapane chaiva vishudachcha pratigraha. One of the six occupational duties of the Brahmanas, three are compulsory, namely worship of the deity, study of the Vedas, and the giving of charity. In exchange, a Brahmana should receive charity, and this should be his means of livelihood. A Brahmana cannot take up any professional occupational duty for his livelihood. The Shastras especially stress that if one claims to be a Brahmana, he cannot engage in the service of anyone else. Otherwise, he at once falls from his position and becomes a Shudra. Srila Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami belonged to a very respectful family, but because they engaged in the service of Nawab Hussain Shah, not even as ordinary clerks, but as ministers, they were ostracized from Brahminical society. Indeed, they became like Mohammedans and even changed their names. Unless a Brahmana is very pure, he cannot accept charity from others. Charity should be given to those who are pure. Even if one is born in a family of Brahmanas, if one acts as a Shudra, one cannot accept charity, for this is strictly prohibited. Although the Kshatriyas are almost as qualified as the Brahmanas, interesting statement, even they cannot accept charity. This is strictly prohibited in this verse by the word apratigraha. What to speak of the lower social orders, even the Kshatriyas must not accept charity. The king or government may levy taxes upon the citizens in various ways, by revenue duties, custom duties, realization of fines, and so on, provided the king is able to give full protection to his subjects to assure the security of their life and property. Unless he is able to give protection, he cannot levy taxes. However, a king must not levy any tax upon the Brahmanas and the Vaishnavas fully engaged in Krishna consciousness. Devotees were very happy to hear this statement made by Srila Prabhupada one time, that therefore the government should not tax the Vaishnavas. But here, Vaishnavas fully engaged in Krishna consciousness. So I chose this verse, as I mentioned a little earlier, two main areas are discussed and stressed in this verse, and actually in this chapter, in this section of the Bhagavatam. This section of the Bhagavatam, the last five chapters of this canto, from chapter 11 to 15, are extremely important for the members of our society because they deal with the science of varna and ashrama. We are giving since a number of years, especially in the last few years, at different places, different countries, an overview of what is actually meant to be very basic for all of us, anyone who is a member of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, especially anyone who is initiated, and even more so initiated as a Brahmana, second initiated, must know, must be familiar with what is actually, what constitutes the pillars of our Vedic culture. We started yesterday actually by giving an introduction to the topic of Vedic sociology. Now, sociology, sometimes we may think, well, that's not really so important. But actually, ordinary sociology is not so important, but Vedic sociology is very important. And unless we understand it, then we will not be able to actually introduce systematically and effectively and practically Krishna consciousness outside of our temples. Our mission is not simply to train people who become full-time devotees in our temples or our immediate congregation. The mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mission of our acharyas, and the mission ultimately of Lord Krishna is actually to reestablish the principles of Dharma all over society. Dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavame yuge yuge. So, in the Vedic literatures, we find what is called the four basic sciences, which, again, are the foundation for a proper society. These four sciences are referred to as charvidya, beginning with the science of philosophy. And this science of philosophy, we were looking at that yesterday, is the basis and helps give direction and proper understanding to the three other sciences. Of course, we were mentioning this yesterday at the seminar, most of us are meant to especially focus and concentrate on this first of the four sciences, the science of philosophy. Because that science of philosophy is especially meant to be understood by reading such books as Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, which these two literatures especially are the core literatures that give us the basic foundation and proper understanding in terms of who we are, who is God, what this material world is all about, and how we should function within this material setting. But we cannot function properly, especially on a larger scale within society, unless those who are designated as brahmanas, especially within our ISKCON society, those who are designated as brahmanas, this is the message being given here, there are six basic activities, three of which are mandatory to be performed every single day, beginning with learning shastra, worshipping the deities, and giving in charity. Actually, these three mandatory activities are not only for the brahmanas. These are also three mandatory activities for the kshatriyas as well as the vaishyas. When Srila Prabhupada was in America, I just want to give one small quote whereby he was emphasizing to his American disciples that actually because society is so misdirected due to unqualified leaders. We were making this point yesterday that actually there are three major natural leaders in society referred to as the Dvijas, the twice-born, beginning with the Brahmanas. Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas. So Prabhupada explains as follows. This is from a conversation. And of course, those who are living in cities might feel a little uncomfortable here, but I'm just quoting Prabhupada, so no one should feel uncomfortable. This town life, industrial life, factory life is asuric, demoniac life. It is killing human ambition. It is killing civilization. This from a lecture actually in Gita Nagari. And then Prabhupada goes on, and to save this human civilization, these two classes are required very urgently. Very urgently means 50 years ago. So you American boys and girls, you are intelligent, you have got all facilities. At least in your country, create these two classes, Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. The world will be saved and you will be saved and Krishna will be pleased. So, very important to understand this point that our Vedic literatures are not only giving us knowledge, but actually if we properly receive this knowledge, then we will be able to more deeply go into this understanding. We will be able to go from simply jnanam, acquisition of knowledge, to vijnanam, realize that knowledge. The realization of that knowledge will be demonstrated in how we apply that knowledge in our daily lives. And that will be demonstrated also in terms of how we demonstrate in society that we are understanding these especially three natural divisions. So I wanted to speak, actually, one of the seminars, or the first of the three sciences after science of philosophy, is called the science of education, which is naturally especially for those who are Brahminical or those who are Brahmanas. The whole world today is in the chaotic condition that it is in due to absence of these natural leaders. And naturally it begins with the Brahmanas as well. That's why, as we all know, Srila Prabhupada went to America and other countries as well in an attempt to reestablish, and he spoke about this extensively, Brahminical culture. To put a head on society, as he would say. Otherwise we have a headless society. So a body without a head cannot do anything, is dead. But this putting the head on society means reestablishing Brahminical culture, means that actually the Brahmanas will be so learned that they will be able afterwards to train and educate persons to become qualified leaders as Kshatriyas and Vaishyas. And therefore education remains one of the most important limbs of our society. And unfortunately we have yet a long ways to go in terms of properly understanding what kind of education we should be providing, because I share this with different devotees. Just a few short years ago, maybe 2 or 3 years ago, our Minister of Education had made the following shocking revelation that up to some 95% of our children within our ISKCON society, children of our devotees, are still going to public or karmi schools. This is actually shameful. Especially considering the many instructions given by Srila Prabhupada, we are way behind in terms of properly understanding what kind of education we should be providing. And of course, this education should be such that those who receive the proper education, which is given in our Shastra actually, will be able to adjust in society in such a way that they will be able to be productive citizens of society. So I wanted to cover briefly five basic components. Anyone who is connected with education, either as a teacher, of course parents are the first educators. We learn from Shastra for the first 5 years. Actually, the parents are the natural teachers or educators to their children. There are five basic pillars, and that is why when looking or knowing about these five pillars of education and looking at modern day education, Srila Prabhupada was very concerned because none of those are present in modern day education. The five pillars of education, I won't spend too much time on this, but they are as follows: definition, then disposition, delivery, design, and direction. Definition is given, of course, in the Bhagavad Gita. Actually, all that we do in all departments, and this is something of major importance, in these three divisions of Brahmanas, Kshatriya, and Vaishya, how they should be trained, what they should learn, how they should execute their duties or responsibilities should be in line with what is given actually in the Shastra. And therefore, unless we have individuals who are studying, very deeply studying what is meant to be or what is actually traditional education based on various books of knowledge, beginning, of course, the basis being Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, then we will not be able to understand proper education. So in the Bhagavad Gita, different than what we find in modern day education, Krishna gives in the 7th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, verse number 2, Jnanam teham sabijnanam idam vakshyami ase shataha yajyatva neha bhuyo nyaj gyatavyam avashishyate. I shall now declare unto you in full this knowledge, both phenomenal and numinous. So it means that actually we know, of course, as devotees, education cannot only be about material subject matters. There needs to be understanding, recognition of the spiritual and material aspects or dimensions of life. Second aspect has to do with the proper mentality. And again, this is very much absent in today's educational system. There has to be proper mental disposition of the teacher as well as of the student. It means the teacher has to be qualified in terms of what is expected from the Shastra. The qualifications of a teacher, as we know, are the qualifications of a Brahmana. Samastapa, Samodamastapa socham, Kshantirarjavam evacham, Jnanam vijnanam astikyam, Brahmakarma svabhavajam. So like this, actually, we can find what are the guidelines in our Shastra for all of the different positions or duties in society, especially for the Brahmanas, for the Kshatriyas, and the Vaishyas. It is also, this is an important point, Brahmana means not only someone who is studying to become a pujari or a preacher or to worship the deity. Brahmana is actually one who cultivates, of course, one may not know all the subject matters, but Brahmana means has a wide range of understanding or subject matters. Brahmanas, ISKCON as a society actually is meant to train up individuals who will be able to actually advise and give proper direction to those who are leaders in society in terms of politicians. ISKCON Brahmanas, any qualified Brahmana, is also meant to know the science of what is called the science of economics. These are the two sciences we will be discussing or looking at actually later on today as our seminar continues. Later this morning, we're looking at the science of politics, which, again, is something important because how can we be effective in directing society, in helping society go in the right direction if our individuals are not understanding the basic principles behind governance. Governance means either on a village scale or on a nation scale. There are three basic responsibilities of leaders in the political field. And of course, the first one is protection, to give protection to all the citizens, including animals, to give protection to dharma as well. Second activity actually is to organize society, and to organize society based on the directives that are given in the Shastra, or specifically to organize society based on the principles of Varna and Ashrama. This is a subject matter which is still, I would say, not, it's an understatement to say not properly addressed. It's not understood properly within our ISKCON society, and it requires a lot more discussion than it has so far. We have in the world today, we were dealing with this topic yesterday, a very unusual, unprecedented situation. Of course, we all know as devotees, the material world is a difficult place full of crises and problems. However, because we have in a major way deviated from the basic principles of dharma since especially the last century, we have brought society practically, we have brought humanity and society and the whole world for that matter, the whole planet, on the brinks of near destruction on all levels. And of course, we know that the most important thing as devotees is to introduce the holy name and to get everyone to chant the holy name, which is of course true. But included in the holy name actually is everything else that Krishna has created in this material world, and it is also very much part of our responsibility to be concerned and to give proper understanding and proper direction as to how governments should be organizing their society. We should have brahmanas who are knowledgeable about giving proper guidance how we are meant to do agriculture, for example, so that Mother Earth is not exploited as she is at present all over the world. In other words, one of the important points, this is something we speak about a lot in the ministry that I'm involved with here in India, the ISKCON Daiva Varnasa Ministry for India. Not only is it our responsibility, either individually as devotees or collectively as a society, simply to be concerned about the spiritual well-being or spiritual welfare but also we should be concerned about the misuse of Krishna's material energy. That is why if we have brahmanas who are learned in the various different sciences that are meant to govern the various activities in society, the three most important activities, of course, are the brahminical activities in connection with temples, in connection with culture, in connection with knowledge, education, colleges, Gurukula in our case, and Varnashram colleges. The other area is what is part of the four sciences, knowing about how from the village level up to the nation level a country is meant to be directed, what is actually important. And that cannot be understood unless one also understands the last of the sciences, which is the science of economics. It's not that as devotees we should be unconcerned about economics. I mean, because economics, the basis of Vedic economy, which we're not able to actually live or experience, but we should know about, and the fact that we're not active in this area is an indication that we are not properly understanding what is actually the science of economics. We're not properly understanding what is the science of politics. And we'll be looking at this afternoon. That will be our last seminar, the science of economics. Actually, no one in the world, not one, I would say, of course, I've not studied every single leader, but 99% definitely of the leaders in different countries in the world are totally ignorant of the science of economics. And that is why today we have a global economic problem that has been ongoing and will continue until it actually, the system collapses. So that Krishna consciousness can be properly introduced. These definitions, these sciences are given in our Shastra. They're given right here in the Bhagavad Gita. The science of economics is Krishi Goraksha Vanijam Vaisha Karma Swabhavajam. That is the most perfect and the most scientific and the most and only sustainable system of economy. That system of economy has existed on this planet, in this world, up until maybe just a few hundred years ago. We need to study a little bit of our history to understand the kind of major deviation that is ongoing, and we as devotees need to know what is the root cause of this deviation, knowing which we will be able, just like a doctor, he knows, he analyzes, he diagnoses the problem, the disease of his patient, then he gives him the proper cure, the proper medicine. So the proper cure in terms of social system, in terms of society, is right there actually in our Shastra, but it needs to be properly understood by especially those who are meant to cultivate this knowledge of Krishna consciousness. These are, of course, very weighty subject matters, and we know by reading Srimad Bhagavatam how those who generally study, two kinds of study are there traditionally. Nowadays we're trying to abolish and just make one kind of study. The traditional study that was taken up by young boys in Gurukula is formal education, and the rest of the population actually did not need that kind of formal education. They received another kind of education. So we need to have individuals who understand different kinds of education that are meant to be given not only to our own members of the society but also to the general society. I'm sure many of you have heard how our movement is especially meant to be an educational movement. Prabhupada actually even mentioned how every center should be an educational center. Every center, every ISKCON temple should actually have a Varnashram college where we have ongoing classes and instructions whereby various individuals, either those remaining in the temple, living in the temple, or those visiting or coming, are educated based on these principles, Shastric principles. So we have here in India this ministry, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, which is trying to focus on this whole dimension, which is less discussed and less, therefore, understood, of the science of Varna and Ashrama. This whole section is actually spoken by Narada Muni on the request of Yudhisthira Maharaj, who as a householder wanted to hear from this great personality, Srila Narada Muni, on the science of Varna and Ashrama. So I just want to close on this point here. Anyone who is a grihastha, of course, any section of the Bhagavatam is beneficial for everyone, but especially these five chapters are especially important for householders. One of the five chapters is entitled Ideal Family Life, isn't it? So therefore, if we more systematically study these subject matters, especially in connection with the natural divisions that are meant to be there in society, then we will be able to be much more effective in presenting this knowledge. And part of our responsibility at this point actually is also to practically show or demonstrate how such kind of communities, this was a major theme that Prabhupada spoke about as well, establishing self-sufficient communities, which in the Vedic context actually means villages, because villages are in many ways the foundation or the backbone of the Vedic culture, whereby land and cows are actually connected with the basic Vedic economy. There are many more things to be said. I want to give a few minutes for any possible comments or question on the subject matter, and also if anyone here has some time, we are having, as mentioned for those who were at Mangal Arati, from 10:30 to 12:30 in Srila Prabhupada's quarters, not Prabhupada's quarters, in the library, we'll be having a seminar on the science of politics, and in the afternoon from 4:30 to 6:30 on the science of economics. Any questions? Yes, any mic, microphone? Yeah, I'll repeat.
Here we see that the out of six duties of Brahman, five are being allowed for a Kshatriya. So another thing we also hear in the Bhagavad Gita where Krishna says, Paradharma Dhyavaha, that doing another's duty is very fearful. So is this being set for very exceptional cases in which a Kshatriya will take up a role of Brahman?
So the question is, here there is explanation about duties and responsibilities of Brahmana and Kshatriya. We also hear from Bhagavad Gita that actually one should only take up one's particular occupational duty. So your question is it sometimes acceptable that a Kshatriya may take on the responsibility of a Brahmana? Yeah. Well, we find actually, especially in this section of the Bhagavatam, where the standard is given and then exceptions are also given. Exceptions to the standard, guidelines are given as well. for example, the three mandatory activities of brahmanas are also for kshatriyas and vaishyas. And the one which is forbidden for the kshatriyas, as mentioned by Srila Prabhupada in the purport, is accepting charity. No one actually other than or except the brahmana should be accepting charity. So, of course, in times of emergency, and we are at present in times of emergency, then under proper guidance, one may accept another occupation. Of course, in our present situation, because we are, as a society, and general society as well, is much less familiar with the, I would say, standard system that is meant to be there. Therefore, there's a need for us as a society, for members of the society, especially those who are possibly more inclined to more deeply study Shastra, means brahmanas and those who are into governance or organizing, kshatriya kind of oriented personalities, to discuss, because actually society especially is guided by these two natural leaders in society. Prabhupada speaks a lot about varnasrama, and at different times we have also had research done, papers produced as well. But we should know that actually, ultimately, the varnasrama system, it's not that ISKCON will be establishing them, because it's a responsibility of a government. Kshatriyas will actually establish, but they will establish properly if they are properly guided. So unless we know, unless leaders within ISKCON society actually properly, clearly understand about varnasrama, how we will be able to guide those who will actually be organizing, directing society. So there are exceptions in our present situation, because there is very less understanding of even some of the basic principles. We have to go about it cautiously, but not overly cautiously, and forget the whole thing. Yeah. It remains, you know, I'll just finish on this point. Actually, we are studying in this particular course two dimensions of dharma that we generally don't think about so much. One is the spiritual dimension of dharma that we are, of course, more familiar with, the whole science of bhakti or devotional service. But the other level is called material swadharma, which Prabhupada mentions is actually this whole dimension of varnasrama dharma. And both are actually based on eternal concepts and principles, which are very, very important for us to understand. Otherwise we are out of touch with what is going on in the world today. We will be seen as people living on cloud nine. We will not be seen as practical, down-to-earth people. We must know, we must have individuals who know the science of politics, who know the science of economics, who know about agriculture, who can actually guide farmers, who know the science of cow care, who can actually give proper direction. And Prabhupada mentioned the best way to do that is that we demonstrate. Not that we organize ourselves directly, the whole society, because as mentioned, this is the responsibility of leaders, but we have to give some examples or create some models. From the very beginning, when Prabhupada went to the West, even before that, the whole Gita Nagari concept, which is in the folio, and I very much urge and recommend devotees to read this essay, very important essay, that's in the folio, came out in Back to Godhead magazine, 1956. So thank you all very much. Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki, Dai Srila Prabhupada Ki, Gaur Premanandi.